Today is Daf Mem Gimel. We are on Mem Beis Amud Beis. We are on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis, where it says V'lo Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha. There's no Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha on Karka, on Evadim, on Shtaros, or on Hektish. Right? Why not? It's obvious. It only applies to animals anyway.
Right.
So the Gemara says, my taima, because Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha Amar Rachmana V'lo Tashlumei Shlosh V'Arba. You can't have three and four. What that means is, since there's no kefil on these, so there can't be no four or five either.
Right.
Okay. Next, Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. Shomer Chinam doesn't swear. We said in the Mishnah that a Shomer Chinam doesn't swear. We said, if you come over to a Shomer Chinam and say, where's the pikadon that I asked you to watch for me? Right? And he says, it got stolen or it got lost. He does not have to swear. Then we said, a Shomer Sachar, right, if it got stolen or lost, doesn't have to pay.
Right.
So, Menahani Mili, how do we know that? Right? That a Shomer Chinam doesn't have to swear. The Tana Rabbanan, because we learned in the Braisa, it says like this, Ki yitain ish el reyehu. If I'm going to give you something to watch, that's a klal. I'm going to give you anything to klal. Kesef, okalim, it's a prat. So the next words in the pasuk. Then it says, l'shomer, to watch. Chazar v'klal. That's another klal. Right? So we have klal, prat, klal. Yetadon el ke'ena prat. Ma, so then we follow the prat. What's the prat? Kesef or kalim? Ma prat beforeish davar ha-metaltal v'gufa mamon. It's something that's tangible and it's a metaltalin and it's worth something. Af kol davar ha-metaltalin v'gufa mamon. So too, anything that's metaltalin as gufa mamon is what? What's the halach about that? Right? That is in the parsha of Chiyuvei Shomrim. That's what a Shomer is responsible for. Yatsu karkos she'en metaltalin. That's not metaltalin karka. Yatsu avadim shehokshu l'karkos. Avadim alai karka, even though slaves theoretically can move. And yatsu shtaros, and excluded the shtaros, she'af alpi she'metaltalin, even though they're metaltalin, ain gufo mamon. It's not, it doesn't have intrinsic value, it's just a piece of paper that's worth nothing, that says, I owe you $1 million. But the piece of paper has, so therefore Shomer Chinam doesn't have to swear on these things. Shomer Chinam never has to swear, but for sure not on these things. Hekdish, what about Hekdish? Reyehu Ksiv, it says Reyehu, and Hekdish is not your friend. Okay? Next. Nosi Socher Eino Mishalim. A Shomer Socher, who normally does not get a Hector, well, I got lost. What do you mean? You're a paid watch? What do you mean I got lost? What kind of answer is that? Right? But these items, that's a good answer. Why? Same thing. Tanur Rabbanan. Kitin Eshel Reyehu Klal. This is another pasuk. It's another pasuk. Sounds very similar. And now it says, if I give something to my friend, that's a klal. Anything I give my friend. Chamor, Oshor, Oseh, all that is a prat. What are the specific items for? I hire you, I pay you to be a shomer, a watchman. What I'm giving you, what's the difference? No, it's a prat. Then it says, V'chol behema lishmar, any animal. Chazer v'klal. That's another klal. What do we have again? Klal prat klal. Same story. The klal is only the prat is only things that are movable. So too the prat only talks about things that are movable. Karka and avadim anat. Shtar doesn't have intrinsic value. Therefore, there's no shvu on these items.
Why can't we use the same pasuk again?
So Rashi says on top, the parshas shomer chinam hi. The first pasuk is the parsha of a shomer chinam. The tanya b'hashoel, because we learned this above Metzia. Parsha rishona b'shomer chinam, shniya b'shomer zachar, v'shlisha is b'shoel. There are three separate shomrim in the Torah. Why did the Torah write three separate shomrim? Because there's three different halachas. Now, why does the Torah use different words in the Prat for Shomer Chinam and in the Prat for Shomer Zachar? That I don't know. Right? I don't know the answer to that question. But there are three different Shomer. Now, what about a Shomer Zachar? Well, I'm sorry, what about a Socher, a renter, who's not in the three? So it's a Machlokas. What is Halachas are? If I rent an item from you and it got stolen, am I responsible? So if I'm a Shomer Zachar, I am responsible. If I'm a Shomer Chinam, I'm not. And from a shoal, I am. Each one's got different halachas, that's why it's separate. That's why it's three different stories. Right? Okay. How do you know that which one, so the Gemara derived, how you know the Torah is very silent. Doesn't tell you what kind of shomer we're talking about. How do you know one's a shomer chinam and which one's a shomer zacher? So the Gemara Bava Metzia figures that out. Okay. Next. Ad hektish, what about hektish? Reuksiv, and you're not, hektish is not your friend, therefore there's no swearing. If hektish hired you to be a watchman and you botched up the job, you would not have to swear. Okay? And you say, I botched up the job. I don't know what happened, but you say, oh, I got stolen. You would not have to swear to that because you don't swear to hektish. Next.
He'll swear, but you pay
though. You might have to pay. The hektish always wins. Right, the ones you don't have to swear. Well, I don't know for me. Some freak accident happened. So I don't know about that. Right? I don't know if we believe you.
All work the same way. If you don't want to swear,
right. Right. Then we said, Remeir Omer, Yesh Devarim Shehen Kekarka Ve'en Kekarka. There are some things that are attached to the ground, and for some reason they don't have the halacha of karka. What did the Mishnah say? Vines that have fruit on them. I asked you to watch 10. You admit to 5. So Remeir said you have to swear. It's about karka. Said Remeir, it doesn't make a difference. You have to swear. So why? It's taka karka. It's attached to the ground. So Michlal, the Remeir holds, Kol ha-mechuba l'karka, eino kikarka. If it's attached to the ground, it's not considered karka. In other words, we're making a distinction now between the karka itself and the tree on the karka. Is that what Remeir is doing? If that's true, then ad miflagi b'tu'unos, why did he have to, I'm not so sure I understand this question. Why did he have to mention that the trees were full? The vineyards were full of fruit. Lifligi b'sirukos. He could have mentioned the same thing with barren ones. Bare ones. Why do they have to be full? So what's the question?
Well, if they're barren, then they don't have the same intrinsic value.
It's still attached to the ground. It's still attached to the ground.
The question of mindset, when you rent it, borrow it, or do anything with it.
Right.
It's a different story if you have a barren ground, which your responsibility is for.
Not barren ground, barren tree.
Barren tree, I meant. Yeah. Compared to if you have it full.
Right.
Automatically in your mind say, listen, because I'm getting it and it looks like this, it's all mine.
Right. Okay, fair enough. That could be the reason. Right. So the Gemara says, why does Mary have to make it more complicated and talk about a full tree? It could be an empty tree also. It's not the tree is not considered karka. The karka is the karka, not the tree. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Hacha, no, it's Bedavko, it has to be full. Why? Because it's Ba'anavim, Ha'omdos, Libatzer, Kamiflagi. They're about to be harvested. They're going to be harvested tomorrow. We have a rule in Shas. They're a Meir Savar. Kibotrits Damin. They're already considered harvested. Why? What do you mean they're already considered harvested? What does that mean?
It says they're no longer receiving any nourishment from the ground.
Therefore,
it's not considered Mechobot
Karka. Right. For Rabbanan Savri, Lo Kibitzuris Damin. That, and the Rabbanan hold, no. It's still considered attached. It's still nice. It's attached to the ground, right? So Tosfos points out. Don't think for one second that if you take an apple off a tree on Shabbos and it's fully ripe, you're not chayiv. It's not attached to the ground. Don't say that. Don't think that for one second. For Hilchas Shomrim, it's considered not attached to the ground anymore. Hilchas Shabbos is still attached to the ground. Nobody come home and think otherwise, right? Yeah. Right, look at the second Tosfos. Nira Delinian Shabbos, Lakulayama, Lav Kibotros Damin. It's not considered harvested. It's still attached to the ground, right? Ukibuvkuros Damu. It's still considered attached, right? The Gomer Mikatsiras, Tamanim, Shetzal Achar, Shomdun Likatzer. By the cutting off the, removing things for the spices, doesn't make a difference how ready it is to be harvested. It's still considered Katsira on Shabbos. Right. By Halacha Shomrim, there's a different Kula, according to a mayor. Okay. Then we said, you can only swear about something or be a shomer and swear about something that has a set amount. Has to have a set amount. Arabaya, that's only true. Lo shanu el de amar le bayistam. I said to you, where's the stuff from the warehouse? And you said, no, it was only half a warehouse. That's not a shomer modu mix. That's how many items are in that warehouse? How many barrels fit into the warehouse? We have no idea. It's a vague number. Says Abaya, that's only true if you don't specify which warehouse it is. Aval Amale Bayezeh Mole, that one. The one over there in that neighborhood, that warehouse neighborhood, that warehouse over there, that one. Right? Bayezeh Mole, Yediyah Tainisa, that's a valid taina. Go Go to the records and how many barrels fit in that warehouse. Then you can figure it out. If you said Stama house, I don't know what house you're talking about. But if you specify, what's the problem with that? It's Amalei Rava.
What kind of barrels?
Right, so it has to be some kind of standard, storage, right? Some standard storage. So Amalei Rava, one second. Ihachi, if that's true, what did the Mishnah say? If you say Stama house, that's not valid. But if you say up to the window, or up to the protrusion, that is valid. Why? Because I can count how many barrels can fit up to the window. And it's not a vague number. So Rava says, so why did the Mishnah have to mention that case? Ihachi, Amalei Rava, Ihachi, Adatani Seifa, and the Seifa said, Ze Omer Araziz, one said to the Ziz, Ze Omer Arachalon, and one said to the window, then Chayiv. Why Chayiv? Then Chayiv to swear, Modib Mixas. Why? Because up to the window is I could count them. Up to the Zuz, I could count them. So therefore, it's not considered vague. So why do you have to come on to that machlokas? Live for listening to the day. You could have made the same machlokas, keeping it in houses. Imagine if I'm a Murim, Bayis Mole. Right? Aval Bayis Mole. So when you say the warehouse, without specifying which warehouse, that's no good. Aval Bayis Zem Mole, Chayiv. But if you specify the warehouse, that would be good. What do you have to bring up the window for? We can keep the machlokas much simpler. If you say Stama house, that's not enough. If you say that house, that warehouse, then yeah, I can figure it out. What if to bring up the window for? Make it more complicated. So that can't be pshat. Abaye, you can't be right. That if you know which warehouse, it makes a difference. El Amar Rava, Lo Lameinu Chayiv, Ad Shiyateinu B'davar Shemida, Shebemishkal, V'Shebeminyan. It has to be a set amount. Either a weight, pounds, or some kind of other measure, right? Has to be a set amount. Bushels, whatever it is. V'yodelo b'davar shevamida v'shevamishkal v'shevaminyan. And it has to be, when you deny it, you have to. The denial also has to be in a set amount. I ask you for 100 pounds, you say 50. I ask you 100 bushels, you say 50. It's a set amount. It can't just be some vague thing. Tanya kevase derava. Now we have a brayse that says Rav is right. Kur tevua libi adecha. Where's the core of wheat that I asked you to watch for me? V'amar, v'hala amar, ein lecha biyadi. I don't have any core of wheat. Potter, you're potter. Why are you potter? Because you're kofer bakol. Right? And kofer bakol, you don't make a shavua. Menorah gedola yesh li biyadcha. Where's that big menorah I asked you to watch? The big one. V'ein lecha biyadi el menorah katana. And I have a small menorah you asked me to watch. Potter, you're also Potter. Why are you Potter? Because big is vague and small is vague.
Right.
So that's not a mode of mixas. Right? Same thing. Azor Gadol, Yeshi Bidecha. Where's the big belt that he asked you to watch? In Chabiyadi Azor Katana. He only asked me to watch a small belt. Potter, you're Potter. Why? Because big is vague and small is vague. Aval, Amalo. What if he says, Kur Tvo Yeshi Bidecha? Where's the core of wheat? Fellow, you only gave me a half a core. Lethech is a half a core. Chayiv, you chayiv. Why you chayiv? Classic mode of mixas. Menorah bas eser litrig leishi biyadecha. I gave you the ten liter gold menorah, whatever it is. Ein lecha biyadi ela bas chamesh litrin. Only five. Chayiv, you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Marcel's going to answer Marcel's question in a second. Why chayiv? Because lechora it's more than mitzvahs, right?
Why lechora? It is.
No, it's not.
It's a menorah.
Oh, I ask you, where's the ten? Where's that chair I asked you to watch? You know, the one with the five legs. You asked me to watch a chair with four legs. That's a different chair. It's a different chair. It's not a mode of mitzvahs. Think about that for a second, right? Where's the big? Where's the 10 pound bag of? Where's the 10 pound menorah? Let me tell you, 10 pound menorah, the 5 pound menorah, a different menorah. It's not a partial admission. It's a whole different animal. But by bags of potatoes, you could say, yeah, where's the 10 pound bag? No, it's a 5 pound bag. That's more than mixas. Can't say that by things, by a belt. Where's the size 40 belt? You get? What's the size 40? What's the size 38? That's a different belt. Is that a more than mixas? Right.
So why isn't he hyped?
So the Gemara says that's the case of Modim Mixas. I asked you for a 10 pound menorah. You admit to a 5 pound menorah. Says right now the Gemara says that's a Modim Mixas. Why? Because At first blush, it sounds like it's about demixas. So you think about it for a second. So it sounds like it's about demixas, that's about demixas. What do you see? Rav is right, that at least you have to have definitive numbers. Now, even though Rav is right, this doesn't make any sense. Because a size 40 belt and a size 36 belt, it's not mode mixas, it's a different belt.
No,
it's not mode mixas.
It's
a whole different thing. What? Exactly,
it's
exactly. Exactly. Those things. No, but we said, where's the big menorah and the small menorah? That's for sure nothing. Why? It's vague. What? The Gemara is going to suggest that in a minute.
That is exactly. The belt is still the belt.
Why not? Right? Okay, let's talk about that. So when I ask you, where's the big... When I say, where's the big menorah? You say, no, you give me a little menorah. That everyone holds, that's not mode mixas. Why not? Because it's too vague. No, it's vague.
Yeah,
it's vague. Item. It's not a different item. It's vague.
Not defined.
Not defined. What's big? What do you mean by big? What do you mean by small? Fireball. That's for sure not mode mixas. What if I tell you a 10-pound menorah and a 5-pound menorah? So that, l'chor, right now the Gemara says, is mode mixas.
Right. That's the point.
A big belt and a little belt is not mode mixas. Why? It's vague. Right? So the Gemara says, klal shel davar. Here's the rule. But we're gonna be busy with the detail in a minute, but first the rule. What's the rule? It has to be a specific item with a specific amount, pounds, ounces, whatever it is. The yode bedavar shebidav mishkal b'shev minyan. And have the mimode also part of it. Now, why did Rav have to end off with that? Here's the rule. What was the point of, what do we need, I know the rule, though. There was no reason for him to say that. And let me tell you what the rule is. You just get through. So, kol shodav lasuye mai, what does that come to include? Lav lasuye, bayis ze mole. That when someone says, bayis ze mole, right? That's not chayav shvua. Why? Because it's, what?
It's too vague.
It's too vague, even though you said this house. It's still vague. Why? It's not pounds. It's not a number of items. It's not a weight. It's nothing. That's too vague. Abaye thought that was good. If you say this house. Says Rava, it's not good at all. Now that we finished explaining, now we said Rava, now the Gemara starts up. Umayishna menorah gedola, menorah katana. What do you mean? What's the problem with a menorah gedola and a menorah katana? We said it's too vague. It's also a problem that Mr. G said, which is, Masha hodulo, masha tonu lo hodulo, masha hodulo lo tonulo. What you asked for, I didn't admit to. And what I'm admitting to, you didn't ask for. Right. So it's another problem. Ihachi bas eser bas chamesh nami. Masha tonu lo hodulo, masha hodulo lo tonu. I ask you for a 10-pound menorah. You admit to a 5-pound menorah. It's not the same item.
Right.
It's not motive of mixas. It's a false, it's falsely attractive to say that,
right.
But it's not true. Right? Okay, Amar of Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, Hacha, the menorah shall chulios of skinan. No, it was a menorah made out of pieces. So I said, where's the 10-piece menorah? And you admitted to 5 pieces. So that's motive mitzvahs. Right?
The same item, is it smaller?
Maybe
you could take some of the pieces.
Could take some of the pieces off and make it smaller. Right, exactly.
Right, it's like when you have a lift and you have different pieces.
Right. It's still a menorah. Menorah shel chayos haskinan. The kamod le minei. So I admitted to the same menorah. It was like some kind of, I don't know. What are those called? Some kind of pieces. I don't know what they're called. Like it's like a whole item of pieces.
Lego.
A what?
Lego.
Lego, exactly. With 100 pieces of Lego menorah. No, it's only 50 pieces of Lego menorah. So that would be more than mixas. Right? Because I'm admitting to the pieces.
Yeah.
10 pieces, I admitted to 5 pieces. Right? So is that...
I don't know why that makes a difference.
Because I asked you, where's 100 pieces of Lego to make the menorah? It wasn't 100, you only gave me 50 pieces.
But 50 pieces
is smaller. Is that more than mixas?
But 50
but those same 50 pieces will make a smaller menorah. Fine, but it's more than mixas because you're admitting to the pieces. You're admitting to the pieces. That's a chulius. Chulius means pieces.
Yeah, I know
it's some kind of... removable, detachable menorah, and you said it was a big, the big set. No, you gave me the smaller set. Right? Okay, the small size.
So now you're back to big and small.
No, but it's pieces, but it goes in pieces. Since it goes in pieces, it's quantified. Right. Therefore, it's more to mix us. So one second. Arm of Shmuel Bar, Rav Yitzchak. Oh, I said that already. Ihachi, Azor Renami. So you can say the same thing about the belt. Nisti, Velukme, Bidulaifi. It was like pieces of a belt. It was like different attachable pieces that end up to a belt. Right? Women might have such a thing. You said it was made out of 10 pieces. I said, no, it wasn't. It was only 5 pieces. That was for a more, you know, a bigger woman. It was for a skinnier woman. So it's 5 only pieces. So it's more than a mixas. So, Ella, the lifey, lokatani, and mention that. Don't say anything about that. Wouldn't the Mishnah have said that? If the brides that we mentioned, but the belt, such a vital piece of it. That's the whole information, is that P. We left that out. But the lifey lokatani, hachanami, bishalchulius lokatani, that we're not talking about pieces either. So back to square one. What kind of modern mixas is this?
Exactly.
I ask you for the big menorah, you tell me a small menorah, right?
What's the difference of the pieces?
Right, what's the difference of the pieces? So no, I'm not talking about pieces. So why is it not a different taina? It's not modern mixas. I asked if it's a 10-pound menorah, and you would be to a 5-pound menorah. So we change it from pounds to pieces. But it said litra, and pieces. So back to square one. How is that a mode that mixes us? Ela, Amar of Abba, Bamamal, Shiny Menorah. Menorah is different. Ha'ol v'yachol l'gora l'amida al-chamesh l'shrin. Because I could chisel it down and make it into 5 liter.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be right either, because you're chiseling it down. It's not the same menorah.
What?
Then you're not giving me back menorah you took from me. You took from me a menorah that weighed 100 pounds, and you give me back a menorah that weighs 5 pounds.
Hmm?
5 pounds of material.
So then Yoni's right. You can take the belt and cut the belt.
So
now you have a smaller belt.
So the Ritva says it's going to be the same size as before, just skinnier.
So it's still
whatever height it is, be the same height, just going to be less weight. It's going to weigh less because I made it half the size, half as skinny. So therefore, that's more than mixas.
It's so big.
What?
It's a watered down version.
It's going to be skinnier. Right, so a good menorah, it's thick, it's not,
right.
same size, same height, but it's going to be a lot skinnier, right?
We started this Gemara by saying that what the Gemara is saying is vague.
What?
The Maskana was it so vague.
Trust me, when we start the next Mishnah, you'll wish we're still talking about this. what can I answer?
At the end of the day, it's so vague.
I understand.
It's the same thing as, you know, you give me a 10-pound bag of potatoes, and I say, I've only got a 5-pound bag of
that's
potatoes.
That's
most... Because I ate the other one.
Doesn't make a difference what you say. No, it's not the same thing. Okay. Mishnah. You ready for this Mishnah?
No. No.
Hamal v'etzchavero... Next Mishnah. Hamal v'etzchavero alamashkin. I give you an item, either I lend it to you, and I get a mashkin from you. Okay, this Mishnah is so complicated. Hamal v'schaver al-mashkin. V'avar al-mashkin. The mashkin's lost. Amar lo. The malva says, Sela hil v'sichi olav. I lent you a sela. A sela is 4 dinar. It's all you need to know. A sela is 4 dinar. Shekel ha-yishav. The mashkin was worth 2 dinar. I lent you 4 dinar. And the mashkin was worth 2 dinar. The halah amar, so therefore you owe me 2 dinar. Because I lost the mashkin. It was worth 4 minus 2 is 2. You owe me 2 dinar. Right? I lost the mashkin, it's my fault. Shouldn't have lost it. Right? Therefore you owe me 2 dinar. The halah amar, and the lova says, lo, ki el a sela hilvisisi a lo. Yeah, you let me a sela. Sela hayeshav. And the mashkin was worth a sela. So therefore I owe you nothing. Putter. The loaf is putter. Why is he putter? He's kofra kol. He's an I only a nickel. Right? It's kofra kol. Is this a case of kofra kol about the mixas?
Yeah.
Funny thing. Right? Now, Sela hilvi sichi alav. I lent you 4. Vishekel hayeshav. And it was worth 2. So you owe me 2. Vahala omar. And the loaf says, lo. Kill a sela, he'll be sani alav. You did lend me 3. You did lend me 4. That's 100%. Vishlosha dinam har yishav. But it was worth only 3. So it's worth three. Therefore, owe you one. Chayev, he's chayev. Why is he chayev? Modim mixas. He bids to something. Next. Selahu v'siri olav. I lent you four. V'ushtayim ha'yishav. And it was worth two. So you owe me two. V'halo, Omer. And the... I'm sorry. Sela hilvisani olav. The lova says, I borrowed from you four. Ushtayim ha'yishav. And it's worth two. So I owe you two. V'halo, Omer. And the malva says, lo. Ki elasela hilvisich olav. I lent you a four. V'sela ha'yishav. And it's worth four. Now, pater. Now, he's pater. He's kofar bakal. The Malva's potter now. We switched it. Next. Sela hilvisini olav. I borrowed from you four. Shtayim ha'yishav. It was worth two. Right? It's trust me, it's half. Yeah. So,
say 50 cents,
please. A minute. Sela hilvisani olav. Shtayim ha'yishav. So he owes him one back? No.
So you owe me one.
Why one?
Claro was worth two.
I know, so should we owe him two?
One.
Why one? It is one, but why? Oh, I'm sorry. What? Yeah, what's going on here? Shela hilvisani olav, ushayim ha'yishav. I borrowed from you a sela.
And the collateral was two
sela. Oh, and the collateral was...
Not the same though.
What?
Now you owe me.
Right. The lova says, I borrowed from you a sela, and I gave you a mashkin worth a sela. Right?
Shtayim,
two sela. So you have to give me back a sela. One sela, not dinar. One sela. Right? Right? V'alo, Omer, he says, no, lo. Ki el ha-sela ha-l-visichi olav. I gave you one, sela, chamisha, like a dollar, chamisha dinim ha-yishav. And the thing was worth $1.25. So therefore, I owe you back, not $1, but rather one quarter. One quarter, not a dollar, a quarter. Chayev, you chayev, because you're modim b'miksas. Okay? Next. Misha nishpa. Who swears over here? Me, the Gemara is going to change this, but the Mishnah says, me, sha pikadon etzlo. Whoever has the pikadon, whoever has the item, has to swear. Why?
Would that always be the lender?
It'll always be the lender, yes. Yeah. Why? Shema yishav, because maybe the lova is going to swear, and the lova is going to undervalue the mashkan because, or overvalue it, because he doesn't want to pay back the loan. Right. What do you mean? That mashkan is worth $1,000, right? He'll swear to it. The Yotzi Allah's happy pikadon. Then the malva is going to say, I never lost it, I lied. Here's the pikadon. You see, you're a liar. You swore falsely. Rashi says in the bottom, Shema, lo dikdek zeh b'shuma. He's not going to be so bedakting how much it's worth. The yafsilen le'edus ula shavua. He'll be puzzle edus now.
Right.
The guy will be puzzle edus. Why? He swore falsely.
Right.
He swore it was worth $1,000, worth 25 cents. Right? The malva is going to keep it to do that to him. So because of that reason, we make the malva swear. Okay?
They don't go to third party to have it appraised.
What? It's lost.
No, but originally.
No. We'll see with the Gemara.
There's two shavuos going on here. With the value of
the Gemara is going to say there are two shavuos. But right now the Gemara is only one.
Why?
The Mishnah said one. Whoever has the lender has to swear how much it's worth. Because if he produces it at some later point, he'll find out to be a liar. So he can't swear falsely. It was given to him, the mashkin, right?
Until this mashkin should be understood, the lova swears, correct?
Usually. Correct. Now we threw in another wrench called a mashkin. Now, says the Gemara, we're talking about the last case, the whole first part of the mission I'm not going to mention. The last case, about this issue with the swearing. So, ahaya, on which case, Gesundheit, on which case, right, who swears? Whoever has the pikadon, who is that? And 99% of the time, it's going to be the malva. The lender has the mashkin, right? Usually, he's going to be him.
Sure.
He has to swear. Now, ahaya, on which case is he going to swear? What case is he swearing on? Ilema asefa. Also, there's so many. What means seifa? What seifa? It's 10 cases in the Mishnah. Seifa. Ilema asefa. It's a seifa. Typically, the shvua. The shvua. Typically, the shvua gabi malva, right? The shvua, the malva also always has to swear on the seifa. Why is it seifa? Because he's the one being claimed against. They always have to swear. Ella, rather, Amar Shmuel Aresha. V'chein Amar Rav Chiya Barav Aresha. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan Aresha. My Resha? What's the Resha? There's 10 cases in this Mishnah. The answer is Sefer de Resha. It's the case number 2. What's case number 2? Sela, Helvisicha Lav. I let you a Sela. Right? The Malva says to the Lova, I lent you a Sela. V'shekel HaYeshav. So a Sela is a dollar. And the Mashkin one's worth 50 cents. So you owe me 50 cents. Valo omer. And the lovis is low. I did borrow a dollar from you. But it was worth 75 cents. The mashkin. So therefore I owe you a quarter. Chayev. He's chayev to, who's chayev to swear?
The borrower.
The lender has to swear. The malv is going to swear that the mashkin was worth 50 cents. Not 75 cents like the lovis says. Right? The shvua gabe lovahu. The lova should be the one to swear. He should be. However, we don't want to do that because we're afraid the malva didn't lose the item. He still has it. And when the lova swears, he's going to produce it and prove the lova to be a liar and mess up the lova's life. So to prevent that from happening, the shakluhu rabbanan milova, we take the shvua away from the lova, the shadis amalva, and we put it on the malva. We make the malva swear. Okay? He'll have to swear how much it's worth, and if he swears how much it's worth, the lover has to pay 50 cents, not 25 cents.
Well, can you just get an appraisal?
It's lost. It's lost. That's the thing, it's lost.
That's what I am.
The Malva says, I lost it. I lost the Mashkin. We all agree, I lent you a dollar, no one disputes that. How much was the Mashkin worth? The Malva says 50 cents, the lover says 75 cents. If we make the lover swear, we're afraid the Malva didn't lose it. He just said he lost it. Then he's going to produce it, show the lover's a liar. The lover messed up his life. He can't. He's a little pusillanimous now. So to prevent that from happening, we make the malva swear. He's not going to swear and then produce it. Not if it's a different amount. It's not that stupid, right?
But let's say somebody fluctuates in price.
Then what? So that's a fair question. But we're not talking about a thing that doesn't fluctuate in price.
It's something tied to gold, right? Silver, to copper, to Bitcoin.
So in those days, it didn't happen like that. There's none of these massive price fluctuations. Now, Vahashi Dam Ravashi. The Kaimalon, Ravashi said, Zed Nishba, the Malva has to swear, She'ena Bershuso, he has to swear, I don't really have it. I don't have it. And I'm doing this to spring the ruin the Malva, the Lova's life. I don't have it. The Zed Nishba, Kamashava. And the Lova has to swear how much it's worth. So now there's no reason why the Lova can't swear. Because the Malva's going to swear that I don't have it. I said I lost it. Really, I didn't lose it. I just want to make the loaf into a liar. Right? Now he has to swear I didn't lose it. He has to swear that he doesn't have it.
Don't have it.
So all the incentive of him swearing, not, he swore he didn't have it. Now what's he going to do? Find it? Make himself into a liar?
No, he could have genuinely thought that he lost and he find it.
What?
He could have lost and then he find it.
So how's he swear? Where was it? Where'd you find it? So we just reduced all the
incentive
of lying. Of doing that to the Lova by swearing that, what's he going to swear? I don't have it. I don't have it. It's out of my possession. So now that we said that, now why do we make the Lova swear? Why do we make the Malva swear? He's already swearing I don't have it. So what's he going to swear? How much it was worth? Let the Lova knows better how much it was worth. It was his item.
He bought it.
It's his item. So, Hachikamar, you're right. There are two shavuos going on. The question now is, Mi Nishbat Chila, who swears first? First, me shall be called Etzlo. First, who swears first? The Malva swears, I don't have it. I taka lost it. I'll swear I lost it. Once that shavua happens, now the Lova, you know what, it was really worth, I swear it was worth 75 cents. I swear. Why? Shema Yishav Azeh, because maybe the Lova will swear first. And then the Malva will say, oh, I just found it, look at this. And you know what? He's a liar. Right, exactly. Okay?
Why are you worrying about someone lying? Why wouldn't there be the... Why
we have to take that into account sometimes. People lie.
I'm saying, but
I know. I don't know. So when do we say that? When do we say that? Yeah.
People are people.
Okay. Amar Shmuel. Listen to this. Hi, man. The Ozfei Alfei Zuzel Lechavrei. Somebody, I lend you $1,000. The Umashkin Le Kata de Magla. And you give me as a mashkin, what does this mean?
A sickle.
A sickle. Handle of a sickle is worth of 50 cents. But I lend you $1,000. And you give me a 50 cent mashkin. And like a fool, I took the mashkin. And then, Ovad Katza the Magla. I lost the mashkin. I lost it. So you know what? Ovad Alpha Zuzi, you lost $1,000.
Right.
Why'd you lose $1,000?
Most expensive mashkin you ever.
Why'd you lose $1,000?
Because of a mashkin.
Because the guy's going to say, you want me to give you the money back? Give me my mashkin back. I don't have the mashkin. Then I'm keeping the money.
Right.
Very simple. Right? Says Rashi, Kata Aviv Alpha Zuzi, you lost $1,000. The Safar for Kavil. Because you thought that over, and you accepted a stupid mashkin for $1,000 alone. Right? Avol kol zman shehein kayamin. But as long as you have that sickle, the lovah can't say, you know what, you keep the mashkin and I'll keep the law. How about that? And I can't say that. Right? As long as the mashkin's not lost. Why? Al karcha govachov, you can still collect your money. Why? Im malvis damhu, stam malvis shloshim yom, because it's stam malvis 30 days. I don't know why I should have to say that. Vim pirish lo zman... You specify zman kishiyagia zmano yiparea yipara. You're going to pay back the loan in 30 days. Lo matzil neimar sevarta v'kabal. You can't say, "Well, I accepted the mashkin, therefore you keep the $1,000. I'll keep this 50-cent piece of junk." You can't say that. Why? That's not what I lent you the money for. I lent you the money to pay it back. Why did I take a silly mashkin? I don't know. But that doesn't mean you don't have to pay back the money. For sure not. If you lose the mashkin, then you're in trouble. Because if I took the mashkin as payment for the loan, kivan de kable l'shem mashkin. No, I didn't take it as payment for my loan. I took it as what's called a mashkin. So that's why I took it. Call milkama de lo mahadele mishchuna lo gabi. You can't collect until you return the mashkin. That's true. Lo matzi patar nafshe b'demei shavin. I never intended that the mashkin was going to be the payment. That's not what I intended. What did I take a mashkin for? If you don't pay me back, then I have a recourse. But if you do have the money, you have to pay me back. I lose the mashkin, then I lost $1,000.
Swear, it was worth 5 cents.
We all admit it was worth 5 cents. We admit it. There's no swearing. I admit it.
Yeah, it's nothing to give back.
Nothing to swear to.
Yeah, it's nothing to give back to the guy. The guy says, you don't have to give back to me. It costs $1,000.
The moral of the story is, don't take a very inexpensive mashkin for a big loan.
Exactly.
Don't do that. Because if you lose it, you're going to be stuck with the loss.
Exactly.
That's what I can tell you.
But if you lose it, why can't you buy another
one? Because I don't want that. I want that one. That's what my grandmother gave me. My grandmother gave me that one. It meant a lot to me.
It's an heirloom.
Prove it.
You don't have to prove it. We all know it's true. But that's the moral of the story. Don't do that.
Okay.
Now, avultarte katati lo. But if you took two mashkins and you lost one, then we don't say, well, okay, now half the debt is now lost. And we don't say that. $1,000 loan. I took two pieces of junk from you. I lose one of them. Okay, so now I have to pay back $500. Now that we don't say.
Why not?
What?
Well,
so Rashi explains. I don't have time. Rashi explains. You took two mashkins, so each mashkin's on the whole loan. If you look at it like that, it's completely not what.
Pro rata.
We don't say that. Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu Tarte Katati Avad Chada of the Chavash Meiras. Rav Nachman says like you, Yoni. If you lose two, you have two. You lose one, you just lost $500. Avad idach, you lose the other one. Avad kule, you lost it all. Aval kata v'naska lo. What if I take a piece of junk from you, and I also take a gold bar? Right? Then what then? Then everybody would agree that the gold bar is only for half, and the piece of junk is for the other half. No, nobody says that. Nobody says that. So why'd you take two, one worth something, and one a piece of junk? I don't know. I don't know why you did such a funny thing.
Whatever he could take,
exactly. I'll take anything you want to give me. We don't say that.
Throw it inside the container.
Exactly. So if you lose a piece of junk, everybody would agree, even Rav Nachman would agree, you don't lose $500 now.
Yeah.
Nardoi Amri, Afilu Kata Vakasa Vanaska, Ovad Nazga, Ovad Palda. You hear this? The Nardoi say, you lose half, you lost that piece of junk, you lost $500. Ovad Kata, Ovad Kule. Then you lose the bar of gold, you also lose the other half. Unbelievable. Now, Tanan, we learned it al Mishnah. Thela hal vitichi alecha, alav, shekel ha'yishav. I lent you a dollar, it was worth 50 cents. Vala omalo, kel thela hal vitichi alav, v'shazinu ha'yishav. No, it was worth 75 cents, says the loveh. Chayev. Chayev to swear. Why? Modem mixas. Lama lay malay. Why can't the malveh, why can't the loveh say to the malveh? Why can't the loveh say to the malveh? Hakiblisei. You lost the mashkin. We just got to finish saying. You lose the piece of junk. You lost the loan. You lost the mashkin. Then you have a loss. What's modem mixas over here? What's going on here? Right? So the Gemara answers, Mas nisan bidiparish, right? We said, because we said that, but when I lent you the money, I said, this mashkin is only going to protect, it's only going to cover the value of the mashkin.
You say numbers.
Now we dispute what the numbers are worth, right? Ushmuel bidiloparish. Shmuel's talking about, we didn't specify. So if you don't, the moral of the story is, you set $1,000 loan, and you give a 50 cent mashkin, don't do that. Because if you lose that 50 cent mashkin, and you didn't specify, you're going to lose $1,000. Okay? So we'll stop here now. Lema kitanoi. Everybody have a very good day.
Let's say you don't give a mashkin.